And now Miss Brenda Garcia, looking lovely tonight.
Great job, Selena. Oh my gosh, I couldn't tell that was your first time. Praise God. Praise God. It's been a long time, ladies, since we've gotten together, right? It's been like over a year, so we've been planning for tonight. We were just so ready to share our hearts with you all, so we're so happy that you're here. For those of you who may not know me, my name is Brenda Garcia, and I'm the Women's Director here at 316 Church. My husband is the founding pastor and also executive pastor on staff. I'm also a daughter, I'm a mother, and I'm also, woohoo, I'm a grandma, too, for those grandmas out there. But about 7 years ago, I got a title that I wasn't too crazy about, and that was when I married my husband. It wasn't wife, it was stepmom. I wasn't crazy about that title because, you know what, stepmoms get a really bad rap. They do. In the Cinderella story, I know she got her prince, but man, it did not do any favors for stepmoms, right? So I wasn't too crazy about that, and it's not because I don't love my stepkids. I love my stepkids. They're awesome. Well, I love them. But tonight, what I want to talk about is another title. It's a title that's been around for a while. It's the title of Godmother. And it's not the fairy tale kind that I just talked about. It's not about that. It's not about those of you that speak Spanish or like have a Spanish background, Spanish-speaking background. It's not a madrina. Are there any madrinas out there? Okay, y'all know what I'm talking about. It's not that kind of a godmother. I want to talk about a spiritual godmother. And that's what I want to talk about tonight. So let's pray. Father, I thank you for tonight, Father. I thank you that all these beautiful women, we get to come and be in your presence tonight. I pray that you open the hearts and the ears of those that are listening to this message, Father, including my own, Father. There's nobody that needs this message more than I do. We just give you this night in Jesus' name. Amen. So we're living in a world today full of goddaughters that are in desperate need of spiritual godmothers. In the intro video that Selena said that she narrated, she talked about Monica. And Monica was actually Selena's godmother. She actually prayed for her and fought for her and mentored her. That's what a godmother is. Goddaughters need godmothers who will speak life over them, who will guide them, who will pray for them, who will fight for them in prayer. Sadly, many goddaughters don't have one. Some of them may need encouragement. Some goddaughters are lost. Some of them are lost in their thoughts. They're afraid. They don't know who to trust, like the video said. But I also think that sometimes goddaughters feel that maybe godmothers are irrelevant, that they're not in touch with what's happening right now. And I think that sometimes they think that godmothers don't care. And now we know, as godmothers that are out here, we know that that is the furthest from the truth. And on the other hand, we have the older generation that often feels like, well, goddaughters don't want to listen. They don't care to hear what we have to say. And I think that sometimes even godmothers, we feel like, sometimes we don't feel we don't even have anything to give. We feel that the mistakes that we've made in the past somehow disqualify us from being a godmother. It disqualifies us from making any kind of difference in somebody else's life. We stay under the shame. We keep our past hidden because we're afraid of what other people are going to think of us. Our past is the very thing that God wants to use. Our past is what qualifies us to be an amazing godmother to someone else. Godmothers do not have an age category. There is no particular age where you graduate from a goddaughter to a godmother, but it does take a decision to be one. When we put our faith in Jesus and we ask him to be the Lord of our lives, we instantly become a goddaughter. We become part of the family of God. And as God begins to work in our lives, we begin to learn more about him. He calls us at that point to share who he is with others. We become godmothers when we answer that call. We are goddaughters called to be godmothers. See, there's always going to be somebody that's older than you. There's always going to be somebody that's younger than you. There's going to be women that are further along than you are, there's going to be people, women that are further behind. They can be further along in age. They can be further along in the season of life than you're in. They can be further along spiritually. There will always be something that you can glean from the older generation. And then there's always something that you can give to the generation behind you. Every godmother has a story. For me, it's this. When I was 18 years old, I was like Selena, 20. I thought I knew it all. I thought I could make it my own way. I think a lot of us can say that, right? We think we know it all when we're young. I was never outspokenly disrespectful to my mom, but on the inside, I could feel something simmering. I could feel resentment building up. I was tired of my mom controlling me. I was tired of her telling me what to do. And one day on a whim, I just left home. No conversation, no warning. It was such a highly emotionally driven decision. I quickly found out that I had made a terrible mistake. It was a huge mistake, but it was too late. The damage had been done. You see, I had broken, I would say I shattered, the heart of my mom and my dad and my sister, who is 9 years younger than me. The pain and the shock of it all was too much for my mom to bear. It was especially hard on her. See, there were things in my mom's life at that time that I didn't realize she was going through. There were things that I just didn't know at that age. So for 3 years, I had no contact with my family. And my mom had responded in that way because she was trying to protect her heart based on the things that she was going through. So for 3 years, I didn't have any contact. But God, in all of his grace, he ultimately brought us back together. Today, my mom is 77 years old. I think there's a picture of us that I wanted to share. So this is my mom. She's 77 years old. And I, along with my dad and two of my siblings, are her caregivers. And we have a really beautiful relationship. But during those long 3 years that I felt were like forever, I felt isolated and I felt alone. I felt so much remorse and guilt and shame. And I was very, very depressed. I had grown up in church. I had checked off all the things. I went to church consistently, but I still had to learn a lot about life. I had lacked guidance and wisdom about life decisions, about life goals, about relationships. I had no immediate or long-term goals in my life. I couldn't even see past my own pain at times. I hadn't even asked God what he wanted for my life. In that season, and even the year leading up to that day, that devastating day, I was in desperate need of a godmother. I desperately needed someone to teach me to communicate and not to hold everything in. I desperately needed someone to give me perspective, and what I thought my mom was controlling was just her trying to protect me. I desperately needed somebody to say, this is not the way. Ladies, I don't want history to repeat itself. I don't want goddaughters to think that godmothers don't care. And I don't want goddaughters to think that godmothers don't care. These are the lies that the enemy uses to divide and making us think that we have nothing in common, that we have nothing to say to each other. In the book of Ruth, we see a beautiful picture of the godmother-goddaughter relationship. See, through a series of uneventful deaths of their husbands, Ruth and her mother-in-law Naomi and her sister-in-law Orpah were now widows. Naomi decided that she was going to go back to Judea, where she was originally from. And she extended her blessing to her daughters-in-law and tells them to go back home to Moab. Now, Naomi must have thought, what do I have to give these girls? I mean, really, my husband is gone. My two sons are gone. How would I even be able to support them? But at that moment, Orpah and Ruth had a choice to make. Orpah chose to return to Moab. But the Bible says that Ruth clung to Naomi, saying, "Don't urge me to leave you or to turn back from you. Wherever you will go, I will go. And your people will be my people, and your God will be my God." I believe what Ruth saw in Naomi that day was a godmother, one that had spoken into her life many times before, one that had taught her to trust in God. In that moment, I do believe that Ruth chose to continue to have a godmother in her life. Now, the rest of Ruth's story is filled with God's blessing and favor. Much of that took place because Ruth had a godmother named Naomi who showed her the way. One of the beautiful things about godmothers is that godmothers have a mother's heart. Godmothers want their goddaughters to be better than them and to go further in life than they have traveled themselves. They bless goddaughters in the very areas that they felt they were cursed. They believe in who their goddaughters are becoming. They believe the best of their goddaughters while they know they're going to need help to get there. God uses godmothers to help find the answers to the whys and the hows. They are supportive. They can share life experiences and help goddaughters avoid future pitfalls. As godmothers, we need to stop long enough from our own goals to invite goddaughters along. We must make sure that we're looking around for goddaughters who need life spoken over them, who need love spoken over them, who need correction spoken over them at times, even if they don't respond at first. We must at the very least, let them know the door is open. Can we take a moment and say, "I'm here for you. Is there something that I can help you pray about?" We can also no longer sit on our stories. Our stories are the weapons against the enemy. Our stories, both the mistakes and the victories, can change the course of somebody else's life. We cannot buy into the lie that we don't have anything to give, because God has given you a story that he's given you himself. And as goddaughters, we need to find godmothers. We actually need many godmothers. We need godmothers for different reasons and for the different seasons in our life. We need godmothers that are 10 years older than us. We need godmothers that are 5 years, 2 years older than us. We may have some godmothers that will be in our life for a lifetime, but then we also may have godmothers that are just in our lives for a season. You know, finding a godmother is not that hard. What that looks for us today is something like this. I noticed that you have a couple of teenagers. I have a preteen myself. Do you mind if I ask you a couple of questions? And if you're a younger goddaughter, maybe it looks like, you know what? I've always noticed that you're really like a woman of prayer. Is there something that I can share a prayer request with you about? And maybe sometimes it's just plain old, "Hey girl, hey, can we go get some coffee?" Maybe it's just that simple. And I also want to say, don't ever feel discouraged if you reach out to a potential godmother and she doesn't reciprocate. That's okay too. Not everyone is meant to be in your life. But when you find the ones that are supposed to be, you create a space for God's blessing and God's favor, and we begin to close the gap up between generations. And I have one thing to say to moms in here. As moms, we have to be okay when our daughters look to another godmother in their lives. There will be times that they will need another godly perspective. They will need to hear another godly voice. When I went through my divorce, it was very difficult, especially on my daughter. My daughter needed another godmother to help her through that time. And I was okay with that because I knew that's what she needed. We cannot be in competition with each other. We need to be in community with each other. What better way for your daughter to continue to grow, in the Lord than to have another godmother in her life. We can't be the all to answer. We can't. But we all have different experiences that we can give to someone else. We are only as strong as we are together. And I'm absolutely positive there is a godmother and a goddaughter sitting right near you. We have a generation of young women surrounded by mature women who would love to share what they've learned. There is so much beauty in the women here today. We all have different experiences. We all have different strengths. We all have something to pass on to the next generation. I pray tonight that you would join me in making 316 a safe place for women and girls of all ages in this place. Amen. And now we hand it over to Marissa Hernandez to just share her story with us.
Hello. Okay, so I never would have thought I'd be